With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It has been a brutal few days in New York. A man today killing four members of his family, including two children, in their Queens home, and then stabbed two police officers who were first to arrive. One of the officers then shot and killed the man. NYPD's Jeffrey Madry says both of the officers who were attacked by the suspect then fatally shot the man.
As they get to the driveway, they see a male walking out. He's carrying luggage. Our officers asked the male a question or two. An encounter that lasted about 10 seconds where the male draws a knife on our officers. He stabs one officer in the neck, chest area. He strikes the second officer in the head.
The two officers are expected to recover from their wounds. The fatal attack today comes 1 week after another knife rampage in the Bronx a few days ago took the lives of three people. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian authorities launching an investigation into claims Russian forces killed surrendering Ukrainian soldiers after footage on social media appeared to show two uniformed men being shot at close range. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
If confirmed, the shooting would be a war crime. It has not been immediately possible to verify the video, which shows two servicemen walking out of a dugout at gunpoint and lying down on the ground before a group of Russian troops appear to open fire.
The shooting death of an Israeli man who raced to confront Palestinian attackers, raising questions about the use of excessive force among Israeli security teams and the public. The man shooting apparently by an Israeli soldier mirrors previous incidents in the region. This is SRN News. Well, officials believe that college sporting events could get some schools in trouble.
At issue is the concept of name, image, and likeness, a way the NCAA has begun to let universities pay their student-athletes with money from booster organizations. A growing number of private Christian schools have started doing just that, but experts warn that playing the NIL game might kill a religious college's tax-exempt status. The IRS might one day decide that if you can pay your football players, you should also be paying taxes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Unique offer to Christians in Indonesia. The Ministry of Religion says believers will be allowed to use government buildings as temporary houses of worship while they wait for their permits to be processed. International Christian Concern says the government now admits religious minorities are having a hard time worshiping safely. This is SRN News. U.S. military will permanently end some live firing training in Oahu. Here's Ron DeRockster with more on that story.
It's a major win for Native Hawaiian groups and environmentalists after decades of activism. Secretary of Defense Austin and Secretary of the Army Warmoth confirmed the military's new stance in a statement filed in federal court in Hawaii on Friday. Under the terms of a 2001 settlement, the military hasn't conducted such training there since 2004, but environmental groups say Friday's court filing makes that permanent. Makua Valley was the site of live fire military training for decades. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Alaska Air Group agreeing to buy Hawaiian Airlines for $1.9 billion, including debt. Alaska will pay $18 in cash for each share of Hawaiian. Stock closed Friday at $4.86. The deal includes $900 million in debt. More details at SRNnews.com.